The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. Copyright 1952 by Ernest Hemingway. Copyright renewed 1980 by Mary Hemingway. This recording of the full-length reading of The Old Man and the Sea was published by arrangement with the Hemingway family and was produced in 1990 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Alexander Adams. The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. This book is 127 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. When The Old Man and the Sea was published in 1952, it was instantly hailed as a classic. The triumphant yet tragic story of an old Cuban fisherman and his supreme ordeal, a relentless, agonizing battle with a giant marlin far out in the Gulf Stream. It has the simplicity of a fable, the significance of a parable, and the drama of an epic. Among the finest in English literature, Hemingway's descriptions of fishing and the teeming tropical life abounding in the Gulf Stream provide a setting of warmth and shimmering beauty for the struggle between man against sea and man against fate. A story of grace and courage, of heroism and pity, The Old Man and the Sea received special recognition in the citation accompanying Hemingway's Nobel Prize for Literature in 1954, and remains one of his most popular works today. Dedication to Charlie Scribner and Max Perkins.